Well, Herman Cain remains defiant. Don Manzullo is a longtime House Republican from the Rockford area, the District number 16. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, he wants to stay put, but a lot of people, including Mark Brown in today's Sun-Times, saying, hey, look, it's inevitable. This guy just can't win ultimately. Why doesn't he just step aside now? But I guess, you know, every man has a right to run, even though the stats would say you don't have any chance.
Well, Bill Clinton went through the same thing before he was elected. I don't know how many came forward.
Jennifer Flowers, I remember.
And
Paula Jones.
Yeah. Several people. So, you know, when you run for the highest office in the land, you have to subject yourself to the strictest scrutiny. And I guess it's going to take just a little bit of time to see if Herman Cain can work his way through this.
So what would you advise him to do, to tough it out? I mean, it does. If you subscribe to the theory that he ultimately cannot win a general election contest against Obama, wouldn't it be better to have him out of the picture now
and the party coalesce? I don't subscribe to that, Bill, but I'm not an authority on presidential elections because I was a Phil Gramm and a Fred Thompson delegate. Hmm. So I'm not the greatest source on it, but if he's innocent, he defends himself. If he can't defend it and he's not innocent, then he should do whatever he has to do to minimize his losses. But it's going to take just a matter of time for him to work out. I understand he's going to be having the press conference tomorrow.
Today, I think.
Or today. I mean, Gary Hart was subjected to it. He didn't work its way through. Bill Clinton was subjected to it. The allegations turned out to be correct, and yet he was elected president of the United States. So I'm not sure what's going to happen.
The committee has less than 3 weeks. That's that super committee scheduled to come up with some kind of a bipartisan plan. What are you hearing? Are they making any headway?
I think they are. The stakes are enormous. People are all over the place on exactly what has to be done. Nobody wants to have any tax increases. There may be some revenue changes based upon tweaking some of the deductions that are out that are no longer used. But I've got confidence that this Congress can come together and do it. If it doesn't, you're going to have massive cuts across the board, including about $700 billion to defense and another equal amount to social services. So there's a huge incentive to get something done and to put America on the road to fiscal sanity. I mean, just pinching around the edges, that doesn't do it. There has to be a massive effort to curb some of these 10,000 programs that the federal government presently has.
One of the reasons that there was the gridlock and deadlock earlier in the year, mostly during the summer, was because of the contentious relations between the White House and Capitol Hill. And here we're reading now that Bill Daley, the longtime aide to Obama, is now giving up some of his power. They're bringing in somebody new. Apparently, they call him the 101st Senator, that he's got better relations with people on the Hill. Is this a concession to the fact that the White House has been a little too brusque with the Republican members of Congress?
Absolutely. Bill Daley, I got to know him when he was Secretary of Commerce under Bill Clinton. A tremendous individual. Always would try to find a way to get a problem resolved. And very unusual for a cabinet secretary. He would call me about once every 6 weeks just to see how I was doing. And just the Secretary of Commerce. And, I mean, he's precisely the type of person that President Obama needs to listen to in order to have a bridge going over to Congress.
Well, with this new guy coming in, Pete Rouse, who will be taking, they call it an expanded role, apparently he'll help with somehow the relations between the White House and the Hill. Is that a good thing? Is that a necessary thing? Is it just a matter of the president listening to these guys?
I think the president needs to come. The problem is this. The president is way behind in the polls, and he's going back to what Harry Truman did and run against Congress. I mean, that's his biggest, the biggest object that he has to present to the American people as standing in the way of job creation is Congress, even though half of it is controlled by the Democrats. So, unfortunately, it's just too political. My problem is that the first 2 years of his administration, the Congress was controlled by the Democrats, both the House and the Senate, and the president, instead of actually working on passing measures that could ease regulatory burdens and make it easier for small businesses to hire again, spent his time on the health care bill, and that bill passed, but it's creating so much uncertainty in the workplace that that's one of the job killers going on right now.
When you're on the road talking to constituents back home, what are they telling you as you represent both Democrats and Republicans?
Well, you know, people want to see Congress coming together. And, Bill, I spend three-fourths of my time working on manufacturing issues because the northern part of our congressional, our entire congressional district has over 2,500 factories. And people don't want the government to, quote, create jobs because people know government cannot create jobs. It can only create the environment, the climate, the attitude within which jobs can be created. But the uncertainty over the tax structure, the uncertainty over the health care bill, along with other things going on in the world, employers, many of them have money, many of them want to expand, but they just don't do it because they want more certainty before they expend those dollars on expansion and creating jobs.
Well, hopefully some breakthrough will happen soon. Certainly,
I hope so.
The big one will be whether or not the super committee can come to terms. There will be no forgiveness, and if it's possible, the ranking of Congress will drop, and the ranking of the president will drop even lower at their historic lows as they are now.
The House passed 22 bills that would actually help create jobs, ease regulatory burdens, make it a lot easier for small businesses to create jobs. The Senate has refused to take up any of them.
So bipartisanship does exist in at least one branch of government.
I guess
so. All right, Don Manzullo, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bill. Talk to you later.
He's the representative from the 16th District, which is mainly the Rockford, Illinois area.